Today's or this week's parsha is Parsha Mishpatim, Exodus 21:1 through 24:18. Starts off with a whole bunch of laws, a whole bunch of regulations, and some of them included but not limited to the treatment of slaves, murder, kidnapping, a lot of things that would be kind of disgusting to mention. Also the institution of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. On the slavery thing, it was pretty detailed in a few areas. And one interesting thing on the slaves is if a man was a slave and his master gave him a wife and he had children and it came time for the man to have his freedom, the slave decided, well, you know, if he wanted to leave, he had to leave his wife and children behind because they continued to be the master's property. But he didn't have to go. He could say, you know, I love my master, I love my wife, I love my kids, I don't want to leave. And so the master would take him to a public place and drive an awl through his ear. In other words, he had a big old hole in his earlobe like you would for an earring, but larger. But that was a signification that he was going to be, for the rest of his life, a slave to his master out of love. And we're slaves of Christ out of love. Interestingly enough, Romans 1:1, Paul begins by saying he's a slave to Christ. James 1:1, James says the same thing. He's a slave of Christ. So we're slaves of Christ, but being a slave in Christ, that's where we find the greatest freedom. Amen. The Sabbath is mentioned again, as well as a Sabbath for the land. Okay, on the regular Sabbath, everybody got to rest, you know, including animals, slaves, you know, anybody around, they got to rest. And supposedly, it was supposed to be on every seventh year, the land got to rest. Okay, and the sixth year, God provided enough to where they didn't have to plow and harvest the land on the seventh. If you remember in other studies of the Torah, that the third year was the year of the tithe in which all these this food was brought to storehouses for the widows and the orphans, etc. And that included the sixth year, because the seventh year, nothing was supposed to happen. It was supposed to lay dormant, and anything that grew on its own was supposed to be just left there for the poor or for animals that might come by to eat it. And so because they didn't obey that law for 70 years, guess what? When they were in captivity in Babylon, it was 70 years, 1 year for each of those sabbatical years they didn't keep. The Parsha always mentions the three mandatory three of the seven mandatory feasts. Passover, okay, the weeks leading up to Shavuot, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. Okay, we know Passover, you know, Yeshua is our Passover lamb. And the weeks leading up to Pentecost was when the Holy Spirit was given. And Tabernacles, and when signifies basically Yeshua coming to dwell with us, and in the millennium where we will dwell with Yeshua. Now, Moses, Aaron, and his two sons and 70 elders went up, and they saw God, not in his fullness, or they would die, you know, but the Bible does state they saw God, and they ate and they drank, okay, on the mountain, okay, and then God, or near the mountain, and then God told Moses to come up to the mountain for 40 days where he gave Moses the law written on stone. And he was supposed to teach the children, you know, of Israel by that. Now we have the law written on our hearts. If you belong to the Messiah, the law is written on your hearts. And here we see that same difference in motive as what we mentioned last week, that the law written on stone is different because that was like a concrete thing, living by the law or obeying the law out of obligation or because you were afraid of what would happen if you didn't. but written on our hearts because we're keeping the law with a motive of love. Shabbat shalom.